Okay, so if you have the papers, what we're starting now is, it's really the beginning of Siman Shin Pei Ches, which is really, in the order of the Shulchan Aruch, this is where the sugya of Moser starts. But we went a little out of order, because we started from the end of the Siman, from where it talks about the Isra of Ming Moser, and you have a Chelik in Olam Haba, you don't have a Chelik in Olam Haba, all the, that whole sugya. What are you allowed to do? What you're not allowed to be Moser. What we're going to talk about now is the Chi of Mominus that comes if you are Moser. So if a person causes damage by, the way we titled the shiur, is by leaking sensitive information, so if he gives over information to the government, or to Goyim, or allowed to have government, whatever, he gives over certain information that is going to cause a hezek to someone, so is that called damage? Do you have to pay for that? How much do you have to pay? And what happens if they force you?
This is just
Now we're talking about not the avera of being moiser, we're talking about the chi of mammon of being moiser. If you're moiser and you cause damage, is that called nezek? Did you damage the person? Is it called nezikin? Is it called gzela? Is it called whatever? So, because remember, you didn't actually damage the person, right? You didn't actually damage them by a dime. So you gave over their money. You didn't even give it over. You just pointed out to the guy, hey, you can get it over there. Okay? So we're going to learn the Gemara. I think this week we're not going to get much past the Gemara. Okay, so we're going to learn the Gemara, and there's a whole bunch of Gemaras. I made the copies now that it should last for a couple weeks, and it's going to take 2-3 weeks to get through this. But let's learn the sugya. It's a sugya in Bava Kamma, Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis. Now keep in mind that this is coming off the heels of what we learned and spent time on, which was Dina de Garmi. Din de Garmi taught us that even if you didn't damage something directly, you damaged indirectly, you're also chayiv, right? So memela midina de Garmi, it could be that these that this is going to be shaykh to dina de Garmi. Zok the Mishnah Hagoyzel, it's on Kuf Tezayin with Beis Baba Kamma, page 1. Hagoyzel saw the mechavera, someone stole a field from his friend. Unetalua masikin. Masikin are goyim that come and powerfully take people.
We're missing page 1.
Kuf Tezayin on Beis didn't come in the thing. In this one it did. I have it right here.
None of my hours.
Let me see what you have.
First page.
It starts with page 2. You have page 1?
Here, this is page 2. Here, page 1 got stapled to this one. Check the back page of your thing. Maybe it got stapled in the wrong. There, he has it also. What?
I have an extra.
He has an extra. Okay, there you go. It got misstapled, so take it. Because this one has it.
Yep.
Here, give it.
Staple in the back.
What?
It says staple in the back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Here, there's an extra one there, though. I don't know if that one got stapled. Some of them have it properly. You want to switch back? Okay, you have it. Good. So, Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis.
You want a whole
package? He has one. Okay, let's go. So, the end of the Mishnah says, "In machmas, hagoyz asad mechaveh natul masikin. In machmas medina hu oimer laria shachal fanecha. In machmas hagazlan chayv lahamid lo yisad acheres." So here the Mishnah says, it's the gazlan's fault that a goy took it away from him, and now he can't return it to the owner. He's chayv. Okay. If it's the Gazlan's fault that it got taken from him, then he's chayiv to pay the owner a new field. Now, what does it mean it's the Gazlan's fault? So look down in the Gemara. The Gemara and the two dots, the third wide line. Hechi dami. I le madan su'a la'ara. Didei v'loyan su'a kule arasa ha'mereisha shamet mina. Imakas medina hi. They took everything. I loy. So says the Gemara, Loitzricha de achvuye achvi. Loitzricha de achvuye achvi. So what did he do? Look at Rashi. Shaloi gazla hu atzmai. It's talking about a case he didn't actually steal it himself. Mi beis hamelech, shemevakshin ligzol sodais. He heard that the beis hamelech is looking to steal fields. He heard that there's a shmua out there that the melech is looking to take over some sodais. Vehera lahem. And this guy went, Lefrim Rishur Zadin, and he told the government, hey, I heard that the government's in need of some fields. This guy has a very good field. It would suit your needs perfectly. Go take it from this yid. Tlu karkazu shel ploini. So the Gemara is saying that that's the case of the Mishnah, that you're chayev, as if you stole it. So what do you see from that? That even though you did not take away his field, it was just achvuye achvi, you showed it, you gave the guy a clue, and you said, hey, that field is available, go take that field. And because of that, he took the yid's field. You're chayev now to reimburse the owner. Lishna achrina, let's just finish the Gemara. Hacha b'mayaskinen can go down tzua akum. They forced him. V'amrile achviye arase. Show us a piece of karka. V'achve hahu ba'adayu. And he said, oh, you want my property? Sure, take mine and my friend's. You're chayev. So the Gemara in the Inami adds on that even if they force you to be even if they wanted, they were forcing you to give over your property, and you, in addition to your property, gave over someone else's property. So Mamela, you gave over both your chayv. The point is your chayv for achvuye achve, for showing the property. Look at the Tosfos. Why are you chayv for that? It's a kna. Why are you chayv? You're a bad guy? What'd you do wrong? So why are you chayv? So Sok to Gemara, the reason you're chayev is Zok Toisves v'chayev mishum dina de garmi. You're chayev als garmi. This is what we learned last time. This is dina de garmi. One of the rules of garmi is that if it's vade going to happen and the nezek is vade going to happen and it happens right away, that's called dina de garmi. Even though it's indirect, but it's considered more direct than a regular grama. And memel you're chayev als dina de garmi. Kedemash v'lekamon. So Tosfos is already masber that the chiyuv. Turn the air down. It's on. I think it's on heat. I don't know what this story is. And the other one also. What? I don't know. You're in Florida, you need air conditioning in the winter also. What? So that's what the Gemara says over here. And Tosfos says, you're chayev al dina de garmi. Let's go down a little further. And like I said, we're going to spend some time on the Gemara's here. Achve ahu ba'adayu. Zok the Gemara vayter. Hahu gavra. There was a story. De achve akarya dechiti debeirish galusa. He showed a pile of chitim that belonged to the Reish Galusa, he gave it over to the government. Also, so there's a big pile of chitim. He heard that the government is in need of wheat. There's a shortage of government access to wheat. And he said, hey, there's a lot of Jewish wheat right here. Also, lekame de Rab Nachman. So he came before Rab Nachman. Chayve Rab Nachman leshlume. Rab Nachman said, you have to pay. Yosef, Rav Yosef, Achoyre de Rav Huna Barchia. Rav Yosef is sitting behind Rav Huna Barchia. Yosef, Rav Huna Barchia, Kamei de Rav Nachman. Rav Huna Barchia was in front of Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Huna Barchia. So Rav Huna Barchia asked Rav Nachman, why does he have to pay? Dina oi knasa? Is this a din or is this a knas? Amalei masnisani, that's none. Imach masagazlan, chayv lahamid loisode, veokimna de achvui achve. Meaning, it sounds like he's saying, you're chayv mikra din of garmi. Now, whether Garmi itself is a Dina or Knas is a Machlekes, and there's two Machlekes on how to read this Gemara, but the point is that the Maskana of the Gemara is it's a real Chi of Momin. It's a Chi of Momin of Garmi. It's not a special Knas. But like we said in the Sugi of Garmi, whether Garmi itself is the Din or Knas is a Machlekes Machaber and the Ramah. Machaber holds its Din, its Hezek. That's called Nezek. Garmi is not just Groma, it's not indirect. It's called direct enough to be Chayv, and the Ramah holds it's a Knas. Okay? So that's really the two tzedanim in the Gemara here, Dina oi Knasa, and it ends up being a machlokes mechaber Ramah, and Yechayv midina de garmi for showing the property. So that alone, that you went ahead and showed the property to the guy, you are chayev. Zokt the Gemara Viter on Kuf Yud Zayin would be Amud Aleph. If I didn't make enough copies, it could be just plain Gemara Baba Kama would be helpful. Let's get a Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara goes on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. I marked it down as like two separate stories. Each story has its own limud over here. Rav Huna, you see like in the fifth wide line, there's an underlined section there. Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in Baba Kama. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Lebei Avyuni. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda went to Bei Avyuni, Asal Kami de Rav, and he came before Rava. Amalei. So Rava asked him, Klum Maisa Bol Yadcha? Did you ever have a good Maisa? You know, Rav comes to a visiting city. So he said, you had a good Shiloh these days? I want to hear. How'd you paskin? Tell me what's going on in your place. So he says, oh, you want to hear a good Maisa? I had a good Maisa. Amalei, so Rav Huna Bar Yehuda told Rava, I had the following story. Yisrol She'ansu Akum, V'herem Momen Chaveroi Bol Yadi. There was a story that a guy was ma'anes a yid. He forced the yid to show and give over to the authorities some Jewish money. We need some money. The Jews have money. You're a friend of the government. Give us some tips. We need some money. We're going to go in and take some money from the Jews, from the Jewish community. So this guy tells them, well, this guy, he has some spare cash. This guy, he has some spare cash. You go to these three, five, four, or five people, they'll take care of everything you need. So they were ma'anis him, and they told this person, if you don't do it, we're going to give you klep. We're going to do something to you. There was some sort of oinus there. It doesn't sound like they were going to kill him, but they would do something to him. We'll see exactly what. So Amar Lei v'chiyavtiv, and he forced him to pay. And he forced it. You're cold? You're cold, sir? So turn off that one.
That one over there.
So turn that one off.
Blowing cold air on top of the head.
Okay, so turn that one off. So we'll keep one on, one off. Pshara. So he says like this. So he says that v'chiyavtiv, and I made him pay. So Rava says, oh, you're proud of that psak? Amalei ahadar uvda lamare. Go, you pay back the guy that you were mechayev. He doesn't have to pay. Why'd you make him pay for? The Tanya, we learned the brisa, Yisrael she'ansuhu, ovde kachavim, a yid that was forced by a guy. Vehera mamon chaveroi, and he showed where the Jewish money is to be found, potter. He's potter. However, if he didn't just show them where the money is, he actually went ahead, found the money, brought the money to the goyim, and said, here you go. Then, chayiv. Then he's chayiv. Amar Rabba, im hera me'atzmai, kenosav enosam b'yadam. And if he did it by himself, he's also chayiv. So we have three dinim over here. Okay? Like I said, this is going to take a little bit of time. Like, it took us like weeks to just like get comfortable with these concepts. Basically, there's three halachas that this story tells us. One halacha, which is the Mishnah. A guy comes out of his own volition and tells the goyim, hey, you want some, I heard through the grapevine that you guys are looking for some property to build some nice, something gishmak. Hey, take this guy's property. And because of what you said, they took the property, that the Mishnah says you're chayiv, that Rabbah says you're chayiv. You're chayiv. What? Why are you chayiv? Ah, you didn't give it yourself. Dina de garmi. You're chayiv midina de garmi. Okay? That's din number one. Din number two is, that's because you did it on your own. Now, let's take it to the step where the goyim forced you. They pull you in, and they say, look, we have you here. We'll let go of you if you give us some information about the big fish. Right? But it happens. So, right, we need some information. Maybe that's not the best example. Let's say they just take you in and say, we need some money from the Jewish community in general without pointing to a specific person. And so we want some money from the Jewish community, and they forced you to do that, and you did it, then you're potter. So the difference is, were you forced to do it, or were you not forced to do it? However, even if you were forced to do it, if you went out and did biyadayim, you took the Jewish money and you handed it over to the goyim, then you're chayiv, even according to Rabbah, even if it was bainus. Okay? Three dinim over here. Now, the reason this is gishmak is because this combines the last 6 months of everything we learned. Why? Because we started off, I think in the summer's man, after Pesach, we started off learning about Adam Muad La'olam. That even though there's a Ptur Oynes when it comes to mitzvahs and averis, there's no Ptur Oynes when it comes to mamonis. You could be a total Oynes, unless it's like the Ramban Oynes Gomer, but basically, even if you're an Oynes, you're chayiv to pay. So it's not my fault, I didn't realize, whatever, it doesn't matter. You're chayiv to pay if you damage someone. Oynes is Oynes, Adam Muad La'olam, and there's no Ptur Oynes Oinus means it was beyond your control. There's no patur of something being beyond your control when it comes to nezikin. We also learned that even certain cases of indirect damage, you're chayiv because of garmi. Even though there's a klal of groma is potter, but garmi is chayiv. So we said garmi is direct damage. So now we have a case. That was what we learned in El. So between the Summersman and the Elzman, we learned two things. We learned that Adam Wood La'olam Yerchayiv for Nezikin Ba'inis, and we learned that Dina de Garmi is called Nezikin. Now, okay, so now comes the cherry on top. Let's put both sugyas together. What if you're Oinis on a Dina de Garmi? Oh, all of a sudden, here the Gemara says you're Potter. So Oinis is Chayiv, and Garmi is Chayiv, but Oinis on Garmi is Potter. In order for Oinis to be chayiv, Oinis means the imam is forced you. You had no choice. What you're gonna? They're be lashing on you. They're giving you malchus, whatever they're doing. So Oinis on Dina de Garmi is potter. So the Gra says that really only makes sense if you understand that Dina de Garmi is a knas, like the Ramaz Shita. So they weren't consenting you if you did it by Oinis. It's only if you had kavan alahazik. That's the Gra's pshat. But regardless, that's what Gemara says basically. But if you went ahead and you took the Jewish money biyadayim, and you went ahead and gave it over to the goyim, so now it's not garmi anymore. Now your mamash was mazik biyadayim. So now that you're mamash mazik biyadayim, then you're chayiv even on oynus, even if they forced you. So therefore, that's what's going on over here in the Gemara. So la'olam giving goyim information that causes damage to a yid is considered dina de garmi, and if you do it for no reason. I mean, no reason means that you're not forced to do it. You have a reason because the guy's bothering you, and he took your seat at shul. So then you found out that he's doing his building without permits. So you're handing him out. I'm not talking about no reason. You're not oinus. So no, you're not forced to do it. So if you're not forced to do it from the government, so you're chayv al tzdina de garmi. Any hazekim that he gets, you're chayv al tzdina de garmi.
If he doesn't be a dayan, why is it garmi?
No. If you do it, that's not be a dime. If you're telling the information to the guy, and then the guy goes ahead and takes the money, so you didn't take the money. The guy took the money. So that's dina de garmi. So then, what? Okay, no. So I'm getting to that. That's what I'm saying. So if you told the guy, and the guy went in and took the money, so now you are chayv al dina de garmi, because you did it on your own and you caused damage, and it's considered vade hezek dina de garmi. If the guy forces you to give the information, the Gemara says you're potter. If they force you to give the information and you want to go and find favor in the eyes of the guy, don't worry, I'll take care of it. Not only do you give the information, you go ahead and take the money physically and bring it to the guy. Now you did it via dayim, then you're chayiv even if they force you to do that. Okay? Because there's no p'tor oynes on a zikin.
The concept of force.
Okay, what's force? Yeah. So does force mean that they're physically abusing the person? They're torturing the person until you give information? Or does it mean like this? Listen, man, buddy, we are going through we have you in our station here, and we are not leaving unless we get $100,000 from the Jewish community. And right now, you're the only guy we have. So either you give us the information that we get from other people, or we take it from you. Is that considered force? Oynes mamin. Is oynes mamin considered forcing or not? Unbelievable question. Machloikas, big machloikas in Nachrayim. We'll see that the Rama says that it's not considered an oynes. That's not considered forced. What? L'sachmoid, whatever. Oh, we're not talking about if you're allowed to or not allowed to. We're talking about if you're chayiv or potter. Okay, but lemaisa, did they consign you in dina de garmi b'chi agavna? In other words, we're talking about the svar of the idea of dina de garmi. Dina de garmi is a chayiv moment. Lemaisa, you didn't go. You're not trying to be mazik the guy. Technically, you're just trying to save yourself. So, is that enough to make you potter? You're not a good guy. We're not saying you should do it, but you're chayiv or you're potter. Because maybe that's considered oynus, and Chazal weren't goyzer din in the garmi, but oynus.
If you have to give up your money for it, then it's not oynus. Why is it oynus? I'm oynus, the guy, the
You know the Rambam Paskins. No, that's not true, because the Gemara, what you're chayiv to do is in Shemayim. You know, the Rambam says that we all know that there's gimel mitzvah, gimel averes chamuris. That if a guy says or someone says you have to give up your life not to be oyev them. What if you didn't? You weren't oyev ben yisoyin, and they say, you know, do this avodah zarah, or I'll kill you, and you say fine, and you did the avodah zarah. The Rambam says you're potter, I'll tell you this. You know, you're not allowed to do it. But lemaisa, if you did it, you did it bainus. You did it forced, being forced. So you're not allowed to. But that's the Rambam paskin. So the same thing here. That's the machlekes between the Rama and the Shach. And the Shach says, I have enough shitas that hold that if you're forced medine mominis to give over the information that you're potter, memela, if this happens, you could say kimli, like the shitas that I'm potter and bezin, and you don't have to pay.
Where do we draw that line of that? Can I say I'm a putter for shaking the law of an answer because the guy wants a $100 for a law of an answer, and I'm an audience now because he wants my money. So, like, where? Like,
here you're being forced to go and give this information.
Forcing me to give him $25. I want to give him an answer.
Is it considered?
Okay, if a guy can give me $25, or else I'm going to steal $100,000 from your neighbor.
Okay, so you have to know what he means. Maybe not every oinus moment is oinus moment. The Gros says that it's a mefurish gemara ksuvis that if you do this, you're called a rasha. The machlokes is exactly what you're saying. A guy's a rasha for doing it. But lemaisa, he didn't do it because he hates other people. He couldn't be oimid ben nisayin. So you couldn't be oimid ben nisayin. Lemaisa, he's a rasha. So now, did Chazal mechayev adina de garmi b'chiyah gavna or not? That's the question. No one's saying that he did the right thing. That's the whole. That we'll get to that.
Is it considered forced if the authorities say, we're going to let you out of jail early if you we're going to prosecute you on a certain crime.
Right, so the Mistama jail is considered Yisurin Haguf, Yisuri Haguf. Mistama, it's not, you know. What? Yeah. Right. That's Pasha like that. That being in jail is considered Yisuri Haguf. Everyone would say you're Potter. I don't know that you're allowed to do it. Again, now we're not in the realm anymore of Mutter and Asr. Now we're in the realm of Chayv and Potter. Meaning, we're not talking about if you're permitted to do this, you're not permitted. We're talking about if you did it, what's your chiv on the mominess? What's the obligation to pay back? Do you say I was forced or not? We'll see. Okay. Now, next, these are the fundamental principles. Next week we'll go over it and then go into the Shulchan Aruch. We're just trying to get the Gemaras and the concepts for now. Now, next shaila. We introduced a lot of concepts already because people are already asking questions. It's good. But next shaila.
Would you be positive also?
What?
If he did it, would you?
Well, I don't know about that because
right.
Come if he's part of Dine Adam, you want to know is he also part of Dine Shemayim, or is he just like a regular groma? I'm not sure this guy cares that much about Dine Shemayim.
No, what I'm saying, but how can we say that someone's an usher, but he gets up to Shemayim and say, yeah, no problem, you're a tzaddik. It can't be usher, but you're also part
of Dine Shemayim. Let's say there was no thing because there's two separate things. One is that you cause this guy tsar, right? You mastered on the guy. There's another thing, you cause him damage in Chosh Mishpat. It's two separate things. It could be for the damage in Chosh Mishpat, you're not. Every grumma, you're technically Chai B'din Shemaim. So now you have a grumma that you're a garmi that you have an oinus on. Mistam, you're also Chai B'din Shemaim. I would think you're Chai B'din Shemaim. Onus Rechon Apatri, but Lemaisi caused the guy damage.
But
Lemaisa, Adamud La'ilam, but not a garmi. But Lemaisa, it's not going to be worse.
I'm chayiv to pay him.
I don't know. I didn't see anyone discuss it. It's a good shayla.
I think Hashem's going to say you're good because
you're honest. No, I don't think Hashem will say good because unless you weren't allowed to take that on this. You're Rasha.
You can't play both sides of the coin and say that it's honest.
It's two separate. It's two separate departments. Okay, it's two separate departments. One is the Chosh Mishpat, one is the Sefer Hatzer.
Okay, let's. One is not honest?
No. But oinus is not a p'tur on that. Let's say it is oinus, but it's not worse than a regular groma. In a regular groma, you're also chayiv b'din Hashemayim, even though you're potter.
Why is it not worse than a regular groma? Groma's considered oinus?
No. I'm just saying, but it's garmi really here.
I'm saying it's much better than a groma. It's much better than a garmi.
You're saying, does the oinus potter b'din Hashemayim if it potter b'din Adam also? I'm not sure.
Well,
It's a good shot.
No, I'm saying if we call it an oise, it's a positive Midirah Shlaim. I don't care what, maybe you're Chayv Midirah Yadam. But
if you're Chayv Midirah Yadam, you're obviously Chayv Midirah Shemayim.
No, that's true, because I borrow someone's car and a tree falls on it. Okay, so I'm Chayv, because Shul's Chayv an oise.
And if you don't pay it and you get to Shemayim, then you didn't fulfill your Chiv.
No.
The Chiv de Shemayim means. Chiv de Shemayim means you didn't do what you're Chiv to do down here, obviously. But even if Bezdin is not Machayiv you down here, maybe you have to pay him. That's what it means.
I would be Chiv to pay him back, and I might go to Gehenna for not paying him back, but I'm not going to go to Gehenna for smashing his car.
Okay, fine. We're talking about paying him back.
If the tree falls and smashes the guy in it also, he's not going to go up to Shemayim and be like, listen, you should smash the
car. Okay, but here this guy's a Rasha. Because he allowed his taiva of his own money, to force him, allow himself to be forced to give over someone else's money. So that's considered a rasha. However, since at the end he didn't do it from bad intentions, he did it be'oynis, so maybe they were mechayiv that garmi. Now, even if they were mechayiv that garmi, could be b'din shemayim yechayiv, I'm not sure. Now, next shaila. What happens if, which is more common, is if they are asking for specific information about a specific person. So now, till now we were talking that you're coming on your own or you're being forced to come on your own, but you're basically giving information they don't know. They're not going after someone specific. They're not going after anything. They just want money from the Jews or in general. Versus, now we're going to introduce the next case. They're coming after someone specific. So, what's the halach over there? Do you say, well, they're going to get him with me or without me? Do you say, I'm not a bad guy over here because I'm saving myself at the expense of the community? Adraba, I'm not saving myself at his expense. His problems are what got me in trouble in the first place. Because this guy's a bad guy, that's why I'm in trouble. So, Mamela, I'm not choosing to potter myself up on this guy's back. It's fakir. This guy threw me under the bus, so I'm allowed to protect myself. Right? So that's the next Gemara. And it's a big machlokes in the Rivet and the Rif. It's very, very interesting. So let's see the next Gemara. If you have a Kufi Zayin Amud Aleph, the next piece. Hahu Gavra De'ansu Oibdei Kachavim. There was a guy that was being forced by a guy. Va'ach v'achamra derav Mori, braider of Pinchas, braider of Chizda. And he showed them the chamra of Rav Mori, braider of Pinchas. Which I'm assuming means the wine in this case. Amr lei, dori v'amti bahadon. Okay. So now what happened is, he says, the goyim say, okay, thank you for showing us the wine. That's a great bottle. No problem. They were forcing him. It's not clear exactly what they were forcing him to do. And then he says, by the way, guys, you want that barrel of wine, delicious wine that Rav Huna has. Rav Mori Breder Pinchas. He has great wine in that barrel. Do you want it? So he says, yeah. Amr lei, dari v'amti badan. Then the goyim tell the yid, by the way, can you bring it to us? Dari, he went, v'amti ba'adai, and he brought it with them. Also, l'kamei de Rav Ashi, he came before Rav Ashi, patrine. And Rav Ashi said, you're potter. So, amr lei rabbanan l'Rav Ashi, v'atani, imnosav v'nosav b'yad chayiv. Didn't we just say before that if you brought the money yourself, you're chayiv? And this is what happened here. He went in and brought the money himself. He brought the wine himself to the goyim. Why is he potter? Amr lei, hani mi liheicha deloy ukma iluye mi'ikara. That's because that's a case where they did not put you ukmi iluye. They didn't put you on that money meikara. They didn't come and tell you go get that money. They didn't say that. So you went and brought the money on your own. Then you're chayv. But here they told you, oh, that wine, I'm going to go get it myself. You want to bring it to me? So what did you do? You just brought them money that they were going to get anyway. So b'chiyah gavna, your potter, you didn't do anything. Why? Because mikla kalye, it's already considered burnt up. It's like the fire already took hold of it. They see it, it's right there, they know how to get it, they just want you to bring it to them because it's a shortcut for them, for you to bring it. But they're really already targeting it. Now, your potter, now this case is a little funny, because what happened was in this case, they only targeted it because he told them. So, but on the telling them, he's potter because he was an oinus. So he told them where the wine is. On that, he's an oinus. Then they say, oh, okay, good. So let's go. Let's check it out. They scat out the wine. They like it. Okay, we want the wine. Now they say, by the way, can you bring it to us? Oh, on that, it's mekakalye. On that, they already have their eyes on the wine. They already, it's like Hilu, the fire already took hold of the wine, and the wine is already in their possession, and therefore bringing it to them is not a problem. So now, what you see from this Gemara is that once the guy has his eye on something, it's mikakalye, it's considered already the fire took hold of it, and if you go ahead and assist the guy in bringing it, even biadayim, you're potter. Esvir abavolar avashi. If an anos said, if the guy says, bring me that particular grape or that particular pile of fabric, you brought it, chayiv. So you see that even though they're pointing out to a specific thing, you're chayiv. So no, that's different. There he's talking about the guy can't get it without you. He's on the other side of the river. He can't get it without you. Since he can't get it without you, so therefore he needs you, and therefore the only way to get it is through you, so it's not mechakalye. Okay? So the way the Rif learns up this Gemara, the Rif says, you see from this Gemara, that even if that once the goyim are eyeing a specific person, even if, and they're ma'anis you on that particular person, you're potter. That's the Rif takes out the Yusoid from this Gemara. Let's look at the Rif inside. It's very interesting. It should be the next page, page 3. It's all arichas in the Rif. You have it, page 3 in the Rif. It's on the bottom, says page 3. Let's read the whole Rif here. Well, Chaz is over the Gemara. He says, so Rava said, do you have any stories to tell me? Yeah, I do. So he said, yeah, I had a case that a guy wanted momen, and a yid showed him where it was, and I told him he's chayiv. Next page, 4. Amalei, kum, ahadar uvda lamari, you did the wrong psak, titanya, since he was a oines, he saw shansu kusiv hera mam chaver potter, vim not vanas miyad chayiv. Amarova vim hera me'atzmai, but if you did it without being forced, kumosh anas vanas miyad dami your chayiv, alt the nezek. Ika man de amar. Now the Rif is talking. Just like if a guy was forced by a yid, if yid was forced by a guy, the hera mom and chaver potter, hachanami yisrael shansu kusim. So too a yid that the guy enforced him lahavi mom and chaveroi vahalach vehevi potter. If you brought it, your potter. Vaanan loy svir alan hachi, but we don't hold like that. Dichimainis be b'shmeitza loy salka aliba dhai svara kol ikar. It doesn't work out. And he basically proves that if you're nasa v'nasan b'yad, if you go ahead and bring it, then you're chayiv, if I underlined it, av nasa v'nasan b'yad chayiv, af agav da'anis, lo yishna ansu laharois v'halachu v'hevi, v'lo yishna ansu lahavi v'hevi. That's what he wants to say. He wants to say, the Rif holds that you are chayiv if you bring the money. I, the Gemara, the story with the Chamra. So he says, Hahu gavra da'achvi ha'chamra der pinchas der mari. Amri le dori amti ba'adon, dori amti ba'adayu, osa lekamei der vashi patre. And he said, why are you potter? And he brings the whole story. So he says, basically it's different. Shmamina ki lo'i ukmi olaye afagav da'ones chayiv. So he says, if they force you to bring it, even if they force you to bring it, but if they need, basically, if they need you to bring it, then they don't, can't get it without you, so it's not mikal kalye. So even though they forced you, and we said before that if you're a moiser, because they forced you to be a moiser, you're potter. But it doesn't matter. Here you're chayiv. And he says, in the way I put in the brackets, he says the chilk we said before. What's the difference? If you show it, you're potter, but if you bring it, you're chayiv. Daha potter hai chayiv. V'chavayu anisi. Hagroma v'habiyadayim. Groma is potter b'oynis. Biyadayim is chayiv b'oynis. So the Rif Shita is, if they tell you, even if they tell you specifically about a specific person, and say, bring me that guy's money. We know he has money. We just don't know where it is. And you go ahead and bring the money, you're chayiv. even if it's an oinus. You're chayiv. Now, what happens if it's a matter of life and death? Then mistama, is that called matzla atzmoy or not? I mean, mistama, that could be, even there. I mean, lemaisa, the question is what? Okay, we'll have to. There's machlekes here. Okay, it could be even if it's a matter of life and death. You should do it, but you're gonna have to pay. Here's the opposite. You have to do it. You have to save your life. But lemaisa, you have to pay because you're mazik his thing. Just like matzal atzma mochaver eschayev. Right. Means the same way if a guy loyalinu is holding a gun to a yid. And what does he do? What does the yid do? He has a fancy $5,000 glass vase that belongs to his friend. He takes it and he can throw it at the guy and it's gonna go and distract him and he can run away. Is he allowed to do that or not? Of course he's allowed to. He has to. He has to save his life. But does he have to pay the guy the $5,000? Yeah, of course. Because he was mazikas thing. Be a dime. So you have to pay. So the riff holds that even if they're asking for a specific thing and a specific person, if you bring it be a dime, you're chayiv. If it's just words and it's garmi and then they do it themselves, then you're going to be potter because it's grama. On that, there's a ravid, which I underlined here. The ravid on the bottom of the hasagus on the riff says, "Dachazina dechol heichad yichad loy anos lahavi loy mamona shachaveiroi avagav demaisli biadaim loy mechayev." The riff says, "No, you misunderstood that whole story. The point of the story with the chamra was that since the goyim asked him for that specific wine and he went ahead and brought it, he's potter. That's why." The Gemara says that you have to be on two sides of the river. Right? The Gemara asked the Kasha. It's not true. And the Gemara said, no, it's different if you're two sides of the river. He says, no. The story with the two sides of the river has nothing to do with whether the guy could get it without you or not. The two sides of the river is, if the guy's on the other side of the river, you're not so afraid of him. That's all. I mean, the Gemara is just saying, if the guy's on the other side of the river, then why are you listening to him? Run away. Well, he's not such a threat. But if the guy's standing next to you and he's a real threat to you, then you have to respond, then you're potter. If you're going to go ahead and give it to him. So there's a machlok between the ravid and the riff. What happens if they force you to give someone's money specifically, but you have to give it via dime? Fascinating machlok. So it's an oinus. It's an oinus. And you're giving it via dime, and the riff holds your chayiv, and the ravid holds your pot. Now let's think about it for a second. According to the ravid, what's the difference between the case of the vase? Does everyone agree on the case of the vase? You took the guy's $5,000 thing, you threw it in his face, you saved your life. You're allowed to? Yes. You have to pay him? Very mistaba. Everyone agrees to that. Because you're saving your life with his money. So, fine. So what's the difference in the cases? The riff holds, it's the same thing here. Basically, you save your life because they're forcing you, but lemaisa, you gave over his money to the guy. So why would the rivet hold your potter if in the case of the vase you're chayiv? You hear any chilek?
Yeah.
What's the chilek?
In one case, their goal is to get the guy's money. In the case of the vase, he's not trying to damage the vase.
Exactly. Meaning, the lashon of the Gemara is matzil atzmoi b'momon chaveroi. Zog the riff, so this is also matzil atzmoi b'momon chaveroi, but the rivet holds, this is not called matzil atzmoi b'momon chaveroi. It means you're saving yourself with his money. Their whole thing was the Mamon Chaveroi. So forget it was the Mamon Chaveroi that put you in the Sakana to begin with. So now that I'm just giving over the Mamon Chaveroi that put me in the Sakana, I'm not going to be chai for that. I'm not being Matzel Atzmai by Mamon Chaveroi. The Lashon of the Shach, when he says this, the Shmak Lashon, he says, Loy Antsu. Okay, I mean, that's basically what he says. He has a nice lashon here, but a mashenikin hacha shantzu lahavi mamon pliny imkain ha'ines who mitchila al oisei pliny ve'ein zen mikri matzel atzmai b'mamon chaveroi el shemucho chlasis k'mo shomer la'anas v'im le'yazakein nimtza. I'm not being matzel atzmai b'mamon chaveroi. It would be the opposite. It would be yatzel hu mamon chaveroi b'nafshay. I'm not mochiv to do that either. I'm being matzel his money for my nafish. I'm not mochiv to do that either. Zachtoshach. So. this is going to end up being a very big machlokes between the Shach and the Mechaber. Before we mention the machlokes in the Shach and the Ramah, now the machlokes in the Shach and the Mechaber. I think when we get to it, we'll see the Mechaber paskins like the Rif, that even if they ask for a specific money, you have to do it, but you're chayiv if you gave it over be a dime. And the Shach is going to pass like the Ravid. That after that guy's money, and it's a question of life and death, then you have to do it, and you're potter, because that's not matzah atzah mom and chaveri, that's the opposite. I'm not mochiv to be matzah mom and chaveri benafshay. That's very right. Exactly that chilak. Okay. Fine. So those are the couple noisim. Let's go to the Rambam, and we'll wrap it up with the Rambam. Because it's interesting, the Rif, the Ravid, has Hasagos on the Rif. He also has Hasagos on the Rambam. More well known, the Hasagos on the Rambam. So we don't have that much written on from the Rif, but we have a lot of his Hasagos from what he said on the Rif and the Rambam. So he has the same problem with the Rif, with the Rambam, as he had on the Rif. If you look at Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says like this: Choyvel Mazik Perikhes Lachadal. Nosa Momen Chaveira Biyodoi Vinosnei La'anos. You took Momen from your friend and you gave it over to the Anos. Chayiv L'Shalim Mikol Makoim. You have to pay. Ava Bishah Melech Onsei Lahavi. Even the king forced you to bring it. But Medva Ramurim Shem Onsei Lahavi Vehevi Chayiv B'Shlo Yigia Momen L'Shos Anos. As long as it wasn't under the jurisdiction already. Aval Anos She'Anos Yisrael. But if it was already under the jurisdiction, you're potter. But basically, you're chayiv, even as they force you to bring that money, like the Rif. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram Gam Bezeh Al Derech Haravi. Who is going like the Rif? Ve'in Agoyin Moidela. But the Goyim argue. Ve'chein Adin She'ein Lecha Davar She'ayim Bifnei Pikuach Nefesh U'Me'ayin Meschayiv Loi She'Yamos B'Shvil Momen Chaveroi Hoyel Ve'Yichdu Loi Beferish. I already explained this in Baba Kama. So that is what the Rif, the Ravid says L'Shitasai on the Hasagas of the Rif, and that's the setup of the sugya. Okay, so basically that's the setup of the sugya. That's the three sugyas of the Gemara, the Rif, the Rambam. And then next week I want to just go over that, so we can jump into the Shulchan Aruch and see how the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and the Shach paskin on this case. Okay, Shkoyach.